12 noon. Today, I will be praying for every firstborn, that every curse that is in the head of firstborn, it shall be broken. Every head, every curse that was upon Reuben was broken. And every curse upon firstborn, today, I will be praying for them. And that is why I'm inviting you to come and join us. The unbeliever was able to say, if you are returning back God's property, return it with a trespass offering. And Job himself, each day he prays for his children. He offered burnt offering on behalf of his children. And this very hour, I thank God that we now have the redemption power. Then there was no blood of Jesus. Then there was no cross. But now we have the cross. But though we have the cross, we must apply the power of the cross. And to apply the power of the cross, I plead the blood of Jesus over you hearing me now. I plead the blood of Jesus over your sons. I plead the blood of Jesus over your wife. I plead the blood of Jesus over your marriage. I plead the blood of Jesus over your finances. And I call the inevitable, the yoke of the enemy, to be broken. And hear this, before I round up, the priest said, return the ark and be praising the God of Israel. My God, I see your enemies bowing before you. I see your enemies returning back to you what they took from you. Those that backstabbed you, those that stand on your way, that you will never rise. I see them repenting of whatever they have done. I see them coming back to testify, I am sorry. I see them coming to confess their fault. And that is the only way they will be rescued. But I pray with you this very day, by the power in the blood of Jesus Christ, any man, any woman that is holding what belongs to you, I call the fire of God to torment them in the name of Jesus Christ. I call the hand of God to rest, to fight them in the name of Jesus Christ. The God who smote the Philistines for holding his property, the God who smote the king of Egypt for holding the wife of Abraham, may that same God arise this very day, this very first day of July. May he begin to fight. May he begin to torture. Let the hand of God begin to be heavy upon the head of your enemies until they release what belongs to you. Father, Lord, we thank you for what you have started. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing. In Jesus' name we pray. And once again,
yes, you just heard from Apostle Clement from Lagos, Nigeria. And Apostle, you said today you are praying for every firstborn.
Every firstborn.
Now, if there's someone listening and they have a firstborn son that may be incarcerated, a daughter may be incarcerated, live here, but live in Texas, right, or California. So can they just bring the picture of the firstborn? Would that work?
Yes. Yes, like what we just read, like what I just shared with you. The Satan themselves, they have a kind of understanding. And we are the ones that have been bestowed with this power. Mm-hmm. If your son, wherever you can send for their photograph, and we will lift it up when we are praying and break the yoke over their head.
And that's today at 12 noon.
By 12 noon.
Today at 12 noon. Yes. All right, Saints, we're all out of time, but it's happening at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. If you're coming in from out of town, just put that 71302 in your phone, and it will bring you right to 4210 South MacArthur Drive. All seats are free, no admission at the door. It's happening today, 12 noon. Sunday, 10:30 a.m., and Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And this is your friend, Apostle James Broadnax, and Apostle Clement saying, hey, we will see you then.
Amen. God bless you.
Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
Yeah. edges and the highways to sing his holy praises. I'm not gonna stand here and tell y'all I didn't get worried or confused. But one thing I found myself saying, I told the Lord, yes.
Yes to your will.
Yes to your way.
Yes to your way.
Yes to whatever.